Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. I am your host. My name, Chad Hastie. Thank you for tuning in. First voice you hear from when you dial in, the very talented Ariel Walden on the other side. 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. You can send me an email, chad@kfyo.com. That's chad@kfyo.com. And you can send me your messages, find me, and follow along on Twitter and Facebook. That's where the show continues all day long. Coming up a little bit later on in this hour at 9:35, Mayor Glenn Robertson will join me. Lubbock Mayor Glenn Robertson will join me. We will discuss the latest going on in the city of Lubbock, Lubbock politics, all that kind of good stuff. That's coming up at 9:35. You can go ahead and submit your questions for the mayor. Chad@kfyo.com is probably one of the best ways to get your questions in. So you can send those emails, chad@kfyo.com. We take a different turn now, and we get to talk a little sports. Always enjoy talking sports here on the show, and joining me, a good friend of the program, Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. You hear that show over on our sister station, 1340 The Fan, at 10 p.m. on Friday nights. Stephen, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm great, Chad. How are you this morning?
Doing pretty good. Thanks for coming on today. And tell us a little bit about last week. Any surprises out there?
Well, I tell you what, the thing about last week, especially when it comes to right in the Lubbock area, some fantastic tight ball games. You had Littlefield beating Idaloo 22-21. Friendship goes to double overtime to beat an El Paso El Dorado team that, if it hadn't been for a penalty by El Paso El Dorado, would have gone into a third overtime. So a lot of really close games, and some teams are really starting to define themselves. You know, Lubbock Coronado lost their first game of the year playing San Angelo Central, opening up the district. But some really good football played. Estacada played a pretty good game and then kind of let it slip away from them at the end. Shallow water just continues to be shallow water and roll. So some pretty interesting games and some really good games coming up this week as well.
Yeah, let's talk about some of those. One of the first games I just want to ask you about, which you can hear over on our sister station, Cool 98, Perryton at Lubbock Cooper.
Well, Lubbock Cooper, 2-1, is doing really well. They come up, they play a Perryton team that's 0-3, and I think when you look at it, Cooper last week showed they're not just a passing attack. They were able to move the ball on the ground as well, and I think they'll probably be able to do that again this week. Perryton's still looking for their first win, and traditionally a pretty strong team, and the teams that have beaten them, two of them have been pretty good teams, but one of them is a 2A Canadian team, and then I'm trying to remember who else beat them, but I still think this one goes the way of the Pirates.
All right, then over on our another one of our sister stations, 1340, The Fan, Estacado visits Snyder.
1-1, Estacado again. They played Caprock. They lost to Caprock 30-26. Estacado led early in that game and kind of let Caprock back in at the end. They're healthy, which is better than they were last year, and they have a very potent running attack. They're very quick. They take on a Snyder Tigers team that's 0-3, and through three games, they have lost by a total of 5 points.
So very tight games then.
They took on Brownwood last week and were able to put 43 points on the Brownwood Lions, losing 46-43. So Estacada is going to need to show up and play Snyder, and here's the old cliche, probably the best 0-3 team that we cover, because they have played some really good football, mm-hmm. and literally in a couple of games, the ball just hasn't bounced their way. So that should be a dandy of a ball game down in Snyder.
And then here on KFYO tomorrow night, Idaloo at Friona.
Well, Idaloo's going to have to shake off that loss to Littlefield last week. Again, one of those heartbreakers. And it seems like always when we're talking about Idaloo and Littlefield, those are very close ball games, and anybody can win. But they're going to need to rebound. Friona, I'm not that worried about. Friona's 1-1 on the year. Their win, not really that quality of a win, and I think that Idaloo should come back and get back on track with a big win on Friday.
Visiting with Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show, which you can hear on our sister station 1340 The Fan, 10 p.m. on Friday night. Stephen, what are some of the other top games of the week that you are going to be paying attention to?
Well, one of them is going to be right over there in Wolforth, and this is when you ask me at the end which game to go to, I'm just going to go ahead and scoop it. Amarillo High coming to town taking on Friendship. Amarillo High lost in double overtime last Friday to Wichita Falls Rider, which was a team that had just recently been ranked in the top 10. They fell just a bit below that, but 45-44 in a shootout. Friendship and Amarillo are very similar in that they're both going to run the ball down your throat. Passing is not a big thing for either team. They can do some of it, but it's going to be a very physical ground game against two very good teams. Friendship came out on the right side of their double overtime game. Amarillo High came out on the wrong side, both of them by 1 point. So I think that should be probably an outstanding football game.
That's the game to go to then.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And then you've got a couple of Road Warriors out of the Lubbock area with Shallow Water heading up to Dalhart. Going to make the trip up there to take on the 3-0 Dalhart Golden Wolves. Dalhart the favorite to win District 1-3A, and Shallow Water certainly didn't slow down at all last week, and I don't think the road trip's going to hurt them. I think they can take care of the Golden Wolves as they travel there. And then the Wildcats of Littlefield have probably their stiffest competition of the year as they travel up to Stratford, north of Dumas, to take on the Stratford Elks. Stratford State ranked in 1A, and they have beaten Canadian, a team that was ranked in the top five in 2A. In spite of Idaloo and some of those, I think Littlefield has their toughest contest, and I think it's a pick'em game. It should be a dandy of a ball game. Stratford plays a lot of that same style football, very physical. They're going to run the ball at you a lot. They use a lot of read option and things like that. Littlefield's going to have to be very solid on defense.
Visiting with Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. A few other games that people should know about out there.
Well, you've got Lubbock Roosevelt traveling over to take on the Muleshoe Mules. Muleshoe in an absolute rebuilding year. They're 1-2 on the year. Their only win came to the Midland JV. And this is an opportunity for Roosevelt to build a little momentum and get a quality win as they get ready to head into district play. Also, the New Deal Lions are 3-0. They look to move to 4-0, taking on the Farwell Steers. Farwell is 2-1 on the year. And I'm not thinking that Farwell's going to give New Deal that much of a challenge, but again, should be a good game there in New Deal. And then, let's see, try to make sure I've got them all. Randall taking on Monterey. The Randall Raiders out of Canyon coming down to take on Lubbock Monterey. And, man, Monterey just has not been able to get any traction all year long. Randall, a team that's kind of young. They're coming off their first loss of the season last week to Monahans. And this would be a really good time for Monterey to possibly catch some traction and get things turned around a little bit.
All right, Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Like I said, you can hear him at 10 p.m. Friday night on 1340 The Fan, and then all throughout West Texas as well. Stephen, thanks for calling in today, and we'll visit with you again next week.
Chad, I appreciate it. Look forward to it every week.
Have a good one.